This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, December 24, 2021. A Merry Christmas to all. Here are the headlines. More than 30,000 individuals has been inoculated in the National Vaccination Day Part 2 dubbed Bayanihan Bakunahan on December 20 and 21, breaking Davao City's daily target of 12,658. City Task Force COVID-19 spokesperson Dr. Michelle Sclosser bared this during the COVID-19 alert program of 87.5 FM Davao City Disaster Radio on Wednesday, December 22. At least 20,040 individuals were inoculated on December 20, including the 5,674 individuals who received first doses, 13,498 who got their second jabs, and 868 given booster shots. On December 21, the city government reported that 12,922 individuals were vaccinated, including 3,395 who received their first jabs, 8,673 were administered with the second doses, and 854 given booster shots. Dr. Sclosser lauded the healthcare workers, particularly the vaccine cluster headed by Dr. Joy Villafuerte, the city health office headed by Dr. Ashley Lopez, Mayor Inday Sara Duterte, Davao City Task Force COVID-19, barangay leaders, district health workers, the vice mayor's office, the councilors, and the Davaoenos for helping them achieve their goal. As of December 20, Davao City has administered the first dose to 1,213,083 or 93.32% of the 1,299,894 target population protection, and the second dose to 1,088,457 or 83.73% of Davaoenos. She said the city government of Davao, through the Davao City Task Force COVID-19, has already employed all strategies possible to achieve the population protection target by the end of the year. In other news, the city urged kind-hearted Davaoenos and private companies to pool resources for relief assistance to Typhoon Odette-affected areas in Cebu, Bohol, Leyte, Dinagat Islands, and Negros Occidental. Davao City's relief assistance teams left for the typhoon-stricken areas in Leyte and Cebu on December 19, Bohol on December 20, and Dinagat Islands and Negros Occidental December 21 via land trip. Mayor Sara also sent off the rescue and medical teams from the City Health Office, Davao City Central 911's Emergency Medical Services, Urban Search and Rescue, Fire Auxiliary Services, Southern Philippines Medical Center doctors, and social workers from City Social Welfare and Development on December 19. In business, publicly listed holding firm Aboitiz Equity Ventures Incorporated, or AEV, the parent company of the Union Bank of the Philippines, disclosed its banking and financial services subsidiaries acquisition of Citigroup Incorporated's consumer banking business in the Philippines. The transaction includes Citi's credit card, personal loans, wealth management, retail deposit businesses, as well as the Citibank Square building in Eastwood and all its branches. The company said it has been looking forward to this transaction as it is immediately value accretive for UBP. UBP is acquiring a market-leading consumer banking business, which is not only profitable, but also known for innovation and customer service. UBP is the second largest revenue contributor in the Aboitiz group of companies and is expected to continue growing its business as it continues to reap the benefits from its digital transformation strategy. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.